This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. I'm Tina Camilla. It was announced earlier this week that three American geneticists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael Young, who unraveled how our bodies tell time, have won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. On the line with me to help us understand what that means is neurogeneticist Dr. Azlina Anwar. How are you doing, Dr. Azlina?
I'm good, thank you.
Give us a refresher. What is the body clock or the circadian rhythm?
So the body clock is basically a process whereby the body controls our sleep pattern. It can also control our blood pressure, metabolism, and the release of hormones. And how it does it is that all our cells have an internal timekeeping mechanism. It controls when we release certain hormones in order to prep us for feeling hungry, feeling sleepy, for example, and that's how we have a biological rhythm that we go through every day.
Could you elaborate what the Nobel Prize Committee meant when they said that the researchers' findings had vast implications for our health and well-being? What's the significance of their research?
Yeah, actually, their research is really interesting because what the three of them were involved in was to actually find the proteins that were involved in regulating this internal body clock. So like I said, all the cells have this sort of timekeeping mechanism. It can control things like our cancer risk. So if you have an altered body clock, it can affect our susceptibility to developing cancer. And also the changes that occur in the cell also control the release of another hormone known as the melatonin. And this is actually a hormone which is now thought to be involved in helping ourselves to mop up this chemical known as a reactive oxygen species. And this is what can actually go and damage our DNA. So if we have an altered body clock, then all these normal housekeeping processes also get out of sync. And then there was also another study where people looked at workers who did shifts and also those that experienced chronic jet lag. And they found that it could also affect over hundreds of genes, actually, that involved in repairing any damage to our DNA and overall protecting our body. And then also, so it has a far-ranging implications also to when we should take a certain medication even. So there's cholesterol drug known as Mevacor, and actually they found that it's better if you take it at night. And it's also the case for another type of drug known as low-dose aspirin. So really, you know, their work in helping us understand the internal processes of what happens in the cell also has far-reaching implications on, you know, how we should live our lives and also when would be the best time to take medication.
Yeah, so it wasn't an overstatement when they say that the findings had vast implications to our health, yeah?
Yeah, because our body clock controls so much of just the normal homeostasis of our cells. So you can imagine that, you know, understanding how the cells keep that rhythm is really very important.
And before I let you go, what's your message about the understanding of the importance of sleep to our brain and physical health?
Yeah, so there have also been some work recently that says that if you overexpose yourself to certain devices, let's say, that can disrupt the processes, like I mentioned, the melatonin hormone, and that can also, you know, have a knock-on impact on development even. You know, if you think about teenagers who are always on these light-emitting devices,
yeah,
that might have an impact on how their body can also regulate the release of hormones. And of course, when you're developing, you know, you're very dependent on the sort of timing of certain key processes during the day. And so if that gets out of whack, so to speak, then, you know, you may not see the effect immediately. But over time, you know, when you get older, that's when you start to see perhaps, you know, that might also explain why you may also have a higher risk of getting cancer.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. I've been speaking to Dr. Azlina Anwar, a neurogeneticist, to understand the significance of the study into our body clock, which won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.